Chapter 4. Intellect. Foundations of an Army Leader Intellect. Intellect is fundamental to successful leadership. Intellect consists of one's brain power and knowledge. Intellect enables leaders to think creatively and critically to gain situational understanding, make sound judgments, solve problems, and take action. Intellect allows leaders to reason analytically, critically, ethically, and with cultural sensitivity. Intellect is involved in considering the intended and unintended consequences of the decisions a leader makes. Effective leaders must anticipate the second and third order effects of their decisions. A leader's mental abilities affect how well they think and lead others. People differ in intellectual strengths and ways of thinking. There is no one right way to think. Each leader needs to be self-aware of their strengths and limitations and apply them accordingly. Experience informs intellect. The leader attributes making up an army leader's intellect include mental agility, sound judgment, innovation, interpersonal tact, expertise. Mental agility. Mental agility is the ability to think flexibly. Mental agility helps leaders effectively react to change and adapt to the dynamic situations inherent to military operations. Mental agility keeps leaders from fixating on the wrong problems or getting stuck on poor solutions. Agility enables thinking when current decisions or actions are not producing the desired results and a new approach is necessary. Mental agility in leaders and followers provides organizations with the adaptability necessary for the disciplined initiative essential to mission command. Mental agility relies upon curiosity and the ability to reason critically. Inquisitive or intellectually curious leaders are eager to understand a broad range of topics and keep an open mind to multiple possibilities before reaching decisions. Critical thinking is purposeful and helps find facts, challenge assumptions, solve problems, and make decisions. Critical thinking enables understanding of changing situations, arriving at justifiable conclusions, making judgments, and learning from experience. Critical and creative thinking provide the basis for understanding, visualizing, and describing complex, ill-structured problems and developing approaches to solve them. Critical thinking provides a basis for reflection and continual learning. Critical thinking involves thinking in innovative ways, using imagination, insight, and novel ideas. Critical and innovative thought are abilities that enable adaptability. Critical thinking examines a problem in depth from multiple points of view. The first and most important step in finding an appropriate solution is to isolate the main problem. A leader's mental agility to quickly isolate a problem and identify solutions facilitates seizing initiative and adapting effectively during operations when many things occur simultaneously and in close succession. Leaders must instill agility and initiative within subordinates by creating a climate that encourages risk-taking within the commander's intent. Underwriting risk and accepting honest mistakes in training makes subordinates more likely to develop and take initiative. Sound judgment. Judgment comes from experience, and experience comes from bad judgments. General of the Army, Omar N. Bradley, address at the U.S. Army War College, 1971. Judgment requires the capacity to assess situations accurately, draw rational conclusions, and make decisions. Sound judgment enables leaders to make sensible decisions in a timely manner, a quality critical to building trust with subordinates and earning their confidence. Experience contributes to the development of sound judgment when it contributes to learning. Leaders acquire experience through trial and error and by observing others. Learning from others can occur through mentoring and coaching. Often, leaders must balance facts, question assumptions, and sense intangible factors like morale or the enemy's intent. Judgment contributes to the ability to compare possible courses of action and decide which one to take. There are times, particularly in combat, where there are no good decisions, only the least bad decision possible in the moment. Sound judgment requires consideration of consequences. It also includes the ability to assess strengths and weaknesses of subordinates, peers, and the enemy. Like mental agility, sound judgment is a critical part of problem-solving and decision-making. Innovation. Innovation describes the ability to introduce or implement something new. Innovative problem solvers tend to be inquisitive, looking to understand why something is the way it is or questioning how something could work better. Being innovative requires creative thinking that uses both adaptive, drawing from expertise and prior knowledge, and innovative approaches, developing completely new ideas. Innovative leaders prevent complacency by finding new ways to challenge subordinates with alternative approaches and ideas. They recognize that other people have good ideas, and they recognize those who do. To be innovators, leaders rely on intuition, experience, knowledge, and input from subordinates, peers, and superiors. Innovative leaders reinforce team building by making everybody responsible for and stakeholders in innovation.
Gatlings to the Assault, San Juan Hill, Santiago de Cuba, 1 July, 1898. An important yet little-known incident in American arms occurred during the assault on San Juan Hill in the war with Spain. The going was tough up the hill, since the Spaniards were well entrenched. Lieutenant John H. Parker was in command of the Gatling gun detachment, composed of men from four different infantry regiments. Parker believed that his guns, which normally played only a defensive role in battle, could be of decisive importance in the attack by giving fire superiority to the infantry just when most needed. Receiving permission to advance the guns, Parker brought his detachment abreast of the infantry, in fact, ahead of some elements of it, and opened fire. This, the United States Army's first use of close support machine guns in the attack, was decisive in the capture of San Juan Hill. Lieutenant Parker's initiative developed an important principle of fire and maneuver, the use of close support machine guns in the attack.
Interpersonal tact. Effectively interacting with others is a skill that requires self-awareness. Interpersonal tact is a component of professional behavior. Interpersonal tact relies on understanding the character, reactions, and motives of oneself and others. It can be distilled down to the idea of honestly stating one's views about an idea or another person as diplomatically as possible to ensure it is understood without causing unnecessary offense. Tact should be balanced by professional candor in terms of saying what needs to be said or done for the good of the mission or the unit. Leaders who understand how subordinates, peers, and superiors view them and clearly understand others have a better idea how to communicate with tact. Candor and tact are important aspects of personal composure and an element for effectively leading diverse organizations. Recognizing diversity. Personal perspectives vary within every individual human being and societal groups. Understanding the different backgrounds, qualifications, experiences, and potential of each of the individuals in an organization is an important part of being an effective leader. It is fundamental to knowing your people and harnessing their diverse skills and perspectives to build cohesive teams. Good leaders create conditions where subordinates know they are valued for their individual talents, skills, and perspectives that contribute to mission accomplishment. Composure. Effective leaders control their emotions. Emotional self-control, balance, and stability enable leaders to make sound, ethical decisions. Leaders must remain calm under pressure and expend energy on things they can positively influence rather than those things they cannot affect. An Army leader's level of self-control greatly influences how they interact with others, particularly during periods of crisis when things are not going well. Leaders understand that emotional energy sparks motivation and endurance. Enthusiastic leaders who are in control of their emotions will be able to energize others to rise above difficult conditions. A leader's emotional state influences subordinates' emotions. Balancing the right level and mix of emotions for a situation provides confidence. Extreme, rash displays of emotion can threaten subordinate confidence in a leader's judgment. Displaying panic or no emotion at all are opposite extremes. A sense of calm encourages feedback from subordinates, improving communication, while contributing to shared understanding. Self-control in combat is especially important. Emotions like rage, panic, or fear can be contagious. Leaders who lose their composure cannot expect subordinates to maintain theirs. Practicing composure in garrison and training events provides the experience a leader can draw upon during crisis. Effective leaders can read others' emotional states to employ the right balance of interpersonal tact and candor in a particular situation. They draw on experience to provide subordinates the proper perspective on unfolding events. They possess a range of attitudes, from relaxed to intense, from which to choose appropriately for the circumstances they face. Balanced leaders know how to convey urgency without throwing the entire organization into chaos. Effective leaders are steady, level-headed when under pressure and tired, and calm when facing danger. They model the emotions they want their subordinates to display and resist temptation to do or say what personally feels justified. They remember that venting frustrations publicly may seem to release stress, but actually tends to increase stress across the organization when not done judiciously for sound reasons.
Those guys can't shoot. The cordon was beginning to collapse. The enemy had taken random shots at the platoon, and the gunners were hunkered down behind their shields. The platoon leader opened the door to get in the vehicle. An insurgent on a scooter darted out from an alley and shot, hitting the side of the open door. The platoon leader got in, stared at his frightened driver, and said, "Those guys can't shoot." While this may come across as bravado, it was not. The platoon leader was just as surprised and frightened as the driver was. However, in the moment, he knew that he needed to say something to distract his driver.
Expertise. Expertise is an in-depth knowledge and skill developed from experience, training, and education. Leaders use in-depth knowledge to focus on key aspects of a problem, make effective and ethical decisions, and achieve a high level of performance. Leaders have a moral obligation to those they lead to improve their expertise continuously. Leaders themselves should be open and eager to benefit from others' knowledge to enhance their own tactical and technical expertise. Military professionals require in-depth knowledge in a variety of areas. Tactical knowledge relates to accomplishing military objectives during operations. Technical knowledge consists of specialized information associated with a function or system. Joint knowledge is an understanding of joint organizations, procedures, and roles in national defense. Cultural and geopolitical knowledge is awareness of cultural, geographic, and political differences and sensitivities. Tactical knowledge. Army leaders must know the fundamentals of their duty position related to warfighting, tactics, techniques, and procedures. Their tactical knowledge allows them to employ individuals, teams, and organizations properly to accomplish missions at least cost in lives and materiel. Competent, readiness-focused leaders seek professional military education opportunities to develop tactical knowledge and demand realistic operational conditions during training. They do this for themselves and their subordinates. Fieldcraft is an essential element of tactical knowledge that leaders must understand, teach, and enforce during both training and operations. Fieldcraft encompasses all of the techniques associated with operating and surviving in austere, hostile field conditions, like camouflage, noise, and light discipline, and field sanitation. Leaders set a positive personal example in terms of fieldcraft and ensure subordinates adhere to prescribed standards in a disciplined manner. Good fieldcraft is an indicator of a well-disciplined and well-led organization. Leaders gain proficiency in fieldcraft through education and practice during training. Technical knowledge. Technical knowledge relates to equipment, weapons, systems, and functional areas. Leaders need to know how the equipment for which they are responsible works and how to use it. Subordinates generally expect their organizational leaders to be technically competent and their direct leaders to be technically expert. Leaders ensure their subordinates know how to operate and maintain their equipment, which often requires setting an example with a hands-on approach. They understand and explain critical equipment capabilities, strengths, and weaknesses. They provide context for the employment of friendly technical capabilities to their subordinates, which means leaders must also understand the operational environments in which they are used. Joint knowledge. Leaders acquire joint knowledge through formal training in the Joint Professional Military Education Program and experience from assignments in joint organizations. Army leaders must understand how to integrate Army capabilities with those of the other services and unified action partners, particularly at the organizational and strategic levels. Culture and geopolitical knowledge. Army organizations operate around the world in a wide variety of environments with different unified action partners representing many different cultures. Leaders should acquire cultural and geopolitical knowledge about the areas in which they expect to accomplish the mission. Leaders require cultural and geopolitical awareness to properly prepare subordinates for the places they will work, the people with whom they will operate, and the adversaries or enemies they will face. The Army requires leaders who are geopolitically aware and can explain how their unit mission fits into the broader scheme of operations. These are important factors when Army leaders attempt to extend influence beyond the chain of command. Culture consists of shared beliefs, values, and assumptions. Army leaders are mindful of cultural factors in three contexts: sensitivity to unified action partners' backgrounds to determine how to best use their capabilities, awareness of the culture of the area in which the organization is operating, consideration of partners' customs, traditions, doctrinal principles, and operational methods. Cultural understanding is crucial to the success of operations. To operate in a multinational setting, Army leaders must understand differences in doctrinal terminology and the interpretation of orders and instructions. They must learn how and why others think and act as they do. Multicultural conditions, such as exist during multinational operations, require leaders to keep plans and orders as clear and concise as possible to prevent misunderstandings. Dedicated liaison teams and linguists provide a cultural bridge between partners to mitigate some differences, but they cannot eliminate them.